The Iowa State Fair begins this week with music, butter sculpting, and DNA testing for pigs, sheep, and steer. Here's why. Top livestock can sell for thousands of dollars, and the pressure to win 4-H competitions has become intense. Last year, drug testing revealed 2 sheep on growth hormones and 1 possible case of bovine identity theft. This month on Morning Edition, we're checking in on hometown news, stories that everybody's talking about in some part of the country. NPR's Renee Montaigne could not miss this one, and she called Jerry Perkins, the farm editor of the Des Moines Register.
Livestock entered into competition by 4-H'ers has always been ear-tagged at winter weigh-ins, and more recently nose-printed. Jerry Perkins says the tougher new scrutiny came about mostly because of a would-be champion steer named Pickles, who in 2002 turned into a 1,290-pound question of who's the beef.
Pickles had a nose print taken before the fair, and when he won, there were some questions raised about whether he was in fact the Pickles that was entered 7 or 8 months earlier. And so they brought a fingerprint expert up from Missouri. He used to work for the FBI. And he compared the original nose print of Pickles with a subsequent nose print that was taken after Pickles had been declared the grand champion market steer. And he said that they were not one and the same, that in fact Pickles was not really Pickles.
And in theory, who might Pickles have been?
Well, Pickles could have been another steer. Jenna Sievers, the young woman who showed the grand champion, had purchased 3 steers from Oklahoma the previous year and had entered 1 in the Iowa State Fair contest. If one of the other steers had grown faster or looked better, it is possible that someone, I'm not saying that this is what happened, but the allegation is one steer was switched for the other.
Now, I happen to know that the Pickles case is still in the courts because the family says, in fact, Pickles is Pickles. But briefly, tell me, how many ways are there to cheat in a livestock show?
Oh, my goodness. how many hairs are on the head of a steer? You can paint an animal. You can feed the animal growth stimulants. That's what happened in the market lamb contest. They were given a swine growth stimulant, and it made the muscle quality stand out. There's even been a case where at the biggest bull contest at the Iowa State Fair, a fellow shoved a garden hose down his bull to fill him full of water so that he would weigh more. Unfortunately, he killed the bull, and the fair board banned him from life. So there's a number of ways that people cheat.
So what new tests has the Iowa State Fair Board started doing?
Well, the State Fair Board decided earlier this year to require exhibitors to submit hair samples from their steers and from their swine and lambs. In addition, the steers have been required to have a nose print. Those nose prints won't be required of the swine entries. But the DNA, hair samples, and tattoos, ear tags, ear notches, all these identification marks that are attached to animals must match as those hogs or beef or sheep move from class to class and division to division in the judging contest at the state fair. And at the end, the winner is going to have to prove that the DNA of the grand champion does match the animal that was actually entered in the event.
And why no pig snout prints?
A pig snout is very smooth and evidently very difficult to come up with a telltale pattern.
Nose printing, DNA testing. Do you all think this seems a bit extreme or maybe even sad for what should be a fun and learning experience for kids?
Well, I think for the vast majority of children who participate in 4-H, it is fun. It's a way for them to learn responsibility. Unfortunately, there's always 2 to 5% of the kids, usually egged on by overzealous parents, who are tempted to cheat.
Whatever happened with Pickles?
Well, Pickles met the fate of all market steers. He was slaughtered. Right now, his carcass is hanging at the Iowa State Meat Lab while the court decides who, in fact, Pickles really is.
The question for all of us at a lot of the time.
we're all eagerly anticipating the determination of will the real Pickles please stand up.
Jerry Perkins is the farm editor for the Des Moines Register. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
And I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.